Oh, yeah. All right. It's Tuesday. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness gracious. It's a bit warm outside. This is probably the last 2 days of summer weather. You got to enjoy it. Get out there. Live your life. We're going to be talking about NDEs, near-death experience. It's National Fried Rice Day. It's also National Pizza Day. Put some fried rice on your pizza. I'm thinking about doing that later, okay? You know what else I'm thinking about doing? I'm thinking about dancing, like right now. Oh, yeah. You might not be able to hear these grooves, but you totally can hear me dance. I think you can. How about me describe it to you? As I move my fingers and as I do these fancy karate chops, you're enjoying it on Facebook Live. You're going to be enjoying it on YouTube. You're going to be enjoying it on Instagram. But right now, we're dancing live here on the Matthew Abern Show. Yes, I'm Matthew Abern, and I'm in a continual state of betterment. I'm in a positive force for good. And this show is about that. And I love you, and I love life, and I love God, and I love my audience. And I'm so thankful for you being here, and I'm so thankful for you watching the Matthew Abern Show live when it's live. Live, real, and raw here on the Matthew Abern Show. Don't turn away. You continue to listen. I'm trying to be here for you. I love you. Reach out. Comment down below. 5 stars. Get notified when the Matthew Abern Show is here. Why? Because you're having a good time. I'm having a good time. I'm living the best life. Why? I'm alive. I've been given the love of Jesus Christ. I've been given the love of God Almighty. I'm a sinner saved by grace. Yes, I'm going to sing, but that's in the next segment. Wink. All right, guys. Let's get to the show. This is one of my favorite hymns. It's called I Will Praise Him. And the chorus goes like this. I will praise him. I will praise him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give him glory, all ye people, for his blood can wash away each stain. Amen. Don't you love that? Don't you love the hope that brings? Don't you love the brightness that brings? Don't you love the passion that brings? You know what it makes me want to do? Read the Bible. Let's talk about praise. Let's talk about worship. Let's talk about how to do it. Let's read the Bible. Psalm 150, 1 through 6. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the song of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the tremble and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. You got to worship through the good times. That's easy. You got to worship through the hard times. You've got to worship when it doesn't make any sense. You got to have the joy given to you by the Holy Spirit to emit out of your life, to exude through your body, to feel the Holy Spirit, to feel the joy that he brings you, to feel the peace that he's given you, to feel the freedom that he's given you with his grace and with his love. You can do anything through Christ who strengthens you. And the Holy Spirit's on your side, and believers are on your side. So you got a lot of people praying for you, and you got a lot of people, things going for you as well. So just think about what you can do and how you can do it and what you can do more for the Lord, for each other, yes, but at the same time, like, how can you strengthen your personal worship? How can you strengthen your worship together collectively as a group when you're worshiping together at church? So let's break it down, because the verses are real simple. I mean, it's not like there was a bunch of hoopla and doctrine and things that I would have to explain. It's fairly simple. So verse 1, praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. So, point one, praise the Lord in his sanctuary, church. You can have church in your house. You can have personal worship in the car. You can have personal worship at your abode and in your living space, at work, totally. Continual prayer. Oh, yeah, totally. But that said, go to church. It's better to worship together. It's more powerful. It's more tangible. It's more titillating. It's more... it's beautiful. It's needed. It's powerful and alive and truly enjoyable. And yes, these things can be acquired and achieved at your own home. Yes, but there's nothing like worshiping with others. There's nothing like a big congregation singing the same song, loving the same God. Nothing like it. It's just fantastic. Go to church. It's beautiful. Point two, praise him for what he's done. Praise him because of his excellent greatness. So the verse literally says, praise him of his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Well, he's excellent. He's great. He's the great I am. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. He never was not, and he always will be. God, Yahweh, Yeshua. You know, if you want to break down to Jesus, stuff like that. That's why we say hallelujah, because that's the whole we're, you know, kind of worshiping God in that term. It's like, you know, give the glory to God. So that's what you need to be doing. You need to understand what he's done for you, what he has the potential to do for you, what he has the means to do for you. Be a part of his will. He loves you. Get into his word. He wants to speak to you. He wants to love on you. He wants to let you know that he's there. He wants to bring you the peace. He wants to bring you strength. He wants to bring you hope. He wants to increase your faith so you can help others. It's needed. We all know we need it. We're all watching the news. We're all living life. We're all stuck in traffic. We're all going to work. We're all paying rent. We're all paying taxes, hopefully. No, but I'm just like, dude, verse 3, praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery harp. So I'm actually going to blend. Yeah, I'm going to blend 3 and 4 a little bit together. You got to use instruments. And instruments are inanimate objects that have used for great evil or for great good. Use them for great good. Learn to play an instrument. Okay, here you go. I'm dabbling back into the ukulele, dabbling back into the piano. Okay, or the keyboard, I should say. It's not really a full-on piano. But I'm excited. I'm excited to learn new things, so new tools, new ways to worship God. Because it tells me I'm supposed to be using instruments. It tells me I'm supposed to be banging things together. It tells me I'm supposed to be making a joyful noise. Here you go, verse 4, praise him with tremble. It's like a little, the tambourine. You know, the little ring, the ring with the rings with the rings. The rings with the, like, half bells. A tambourine. Let's see here. Praise him with dance. You got to dance. Dance. Matt, do you have personal dance parties at your house? Yes. With other people? Sometimes. A lot of times alone. But I use it as a worship experience. I use it as, yes, as exercise, but I use it to give my movement, give my body, give the oxygen that I'm breathing back to God. He loves me. He wants me to move in his creation. He wants me to move in his love and his being and everything that he is, and dance with, you know, the Holy Spirit in my heart. And it's like, Matt, that's a little bit much. That's a little hippy dippy. Well, you know, whatever. I don't really, I frankly, I don't care what you say. I care what God thinks. And the Lord tells me to dance. You better be dancing. Matt, I don't know how to dance. I feel awkward. Oh, it makes me feel weird. And I'm not a good dancer. Just get out there. Stop being a wallflower. Get in the dance floor. Cut a rug. Boogie down for Jesus. Do it. It's fun. It makes you better. It makes you a better Christian. It makes you a better person. Why? Because you're free. You're alive. You're not stodgy. You're not stuck. You're not boring. Goodness gracious. Just dance. Love dancing. I don't care. That's what I said. Bold statement. It's not even that bold. Get out there and dance. Matt, I don't know how to dance. I feel awkward. Stop. Your friends want to dance with you. Your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your whatever. They want to dance with you. Dance. Dance for Jesus. Dance together for Jesus. I'm just passionate about that. Verse 5. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Bang something. Make a praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Bang, bang, make loud noises. Let people know you love Jesus in church together. I mean, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. I don't know how your dog or your cat's going to worship God, but you better be worshiping everything that has breath. And that's not being hyperbolic. That's not being overly said. No, everything that has breath. Okay, you know what? In my opinion, I do think that animals do know that God is real and God exists. That's why they're kind of calm, cool, and chill most of the time, you know, if they're raised right in a good environment. But in the essence of life, if they can't speak, they can't really do much more than have survival skills and do that surviving thing, you know, eating, mating, repeat. And so all that said is, like, I'm personally in the opinion that dogs, cats, animals, anything that breathes knows that God is real. I mean, well, humans would do, not all humans know God is real. Look up at the sky. Look at the mountains. Look at your family. Take the next breath. God is real. God created this. This is way too much intelligent design for it to be happening randomly. Makes no sense. If you're going to say, like, no, the hand of God created the earth around you, created the reality that you're breathing in, creating the Matthew Rayburn show, creating your ears to hear me speak to you now. Come on now. Praise the Lord. Praise the God Almighty. Sorry, I took some notes about those 6 points. And I don't care if this segment's going a little long. I haven't done the show in a while, so I'm having a good old time. Matthew Rayburn Show, live, real, and raw. Live, real, and raw here on the Matthew Rayburn Show. Worship strengthens your faith because it's your belief speaking and expressing itself. It's putting your spirit-given joy to work. It's a spiritual muscle that needs to be stronger to help the kingdom grow. Dance, sing, play an instrument for the Lord in praise. If you have trouble doing these things, just raise your arm and say amen. just raise your arm. Just kind of be in the moment and say amen, which just means I agree. Because do you not agree? Do you disagree? No, you do agree. So say amen. Oh my goodness. Worship is giving your soul back to God. It's being thankful for being alive. Use worship as a weapon. Fight the darkness with praise for the King Almighty. Fight depression, boredom, malaise, anger, bitterness, and hate with worship. These are tools to use to fight the darkness. Bang on a cymbal, play a beautiful melody on a guitar, sing a wonderful song, dance. Dance your pain away. Dance your pain away. Come on now. Where else? The Lord Almighty is greater than your issues. He's greater than your weird proclivities. He's greater than your not wanting to dance. Be aware of how fragile you are. Give the time you were given back to the Lord. Amen. I mean, like, praise God. Praise the Lord God Almighty. Praise the Lord Father King. I'm in love with Jesus. I'm in love because he loved me first. I don't deserve the love. I don't deserve the grace. It was offered to me as a free gift, as it's offered to every single person right now, the free gift of salvation. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Praise him because you're saved. Praise him because you're alive. Praise him because butterflies are cool and your cat's cute and you're going to eat pizza and fried rice later. Okay? God bless. You know we need it. You know we need more praise. Praise the Lord Almighty. You praise more. I'll praise more. We'll praise together. How about that? We'll go to church together and praise. I love it. Praise the Lord Almighty. God Almighty. Ourspecialtea.shop can provide all your loose leaf tea needs. Matt, what tea are you drinking today? I am drinking Hoosier. Hoosier. Hoosier what? That's a bad joke. No, Hoosier. It's the name, you know, like the name of, you know, people from Indiana. It's a delicious tea. See, the ingredients of this tea. So it can be served hot or cold. It's an herbal tea. I don't need any more caffeine. I think I've had about, let's just say over 800 milligrams of caffeine a day and probably going to drink a cup of coffee after dinner. That's life, you know, live, real, and raw, Matthew Urban Show. Our special tea.shop does provide my caffeine needs, but today it's providing my herbal tea needs with ingredients of apple, raisins, papaya, carrots, beetroot, pumpkin, cardamom, cinnamon, and cloves. It's earthy, it's herbal, it's fall-like. I am in the fall mood, even though it's 90 degrees outside. I don't care. I'm ready. Are you? Fall time. Our special tea.shop can provide all your loose leaf tea needs. Phenomenal customer service. Phenomenal response time with the emails. Love these people. They're assets to my reality. This tea is an asset to my reality. Yes, I'm drinking Hoosier. Yes, I drink the Our Special Tea.shop tea all the time. Go there. Buy some tea right now. Word of the day. You got to use your words. Otherwise, you're going to lose your words. You got to keep growing your mind. You got to keep growing your vocabulary. You got to keep growing as a person. You're in a continual state of betterment and a positive force for good, and so am I. That's why you're watching the Matthew Rayburn Show. That's why you're listening to the Matthew Rayburn Show on iTunes Podcasts and Spotify, and soon other platforms as well. Wink. Word of the day, verdigris. Verdigris is the word of the day. It's a French word. It's a noun. It's spelled V-E-R-D-I-G-R-I-S. Verdigris. Verdigris is a green or bluish deposit, usually of copper carbonates, that forms on copper, brass, or bronze surfaces. It's that green hue that the Lady Liberty now has, caused by the oxidization of the molecules from the copper, from the brass, from the carbon, creating verdigris. Let's use verdigris in a sentence. I just did. Anyways, we removed the verdigris from grandma's old copper jewelry by first soaking it in lemon juice. So we're just going to give Lady Liberty, you like lemons? We got plenty of them. You're getting a bath. Shiny brass lady, lack of verdigris. Add verdigris to your vocabulary today. Verdigris. Spell it. I will. We're going to be back. Oh, geez. Live, real, and raw. V-E-R-D-I-G-R-I-S. Verdigris. It's a noun, baby. Say it. Verdigris. National Day. You got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. Today is National Care for Kids Day. Do you have kids? Do you know of kids? Do you see kids at the store? Care for them. Be a good role model. Be good people. Volunteer. Go to church. Volunteer for the kids. Become a big brother or a big sister. Promote great policy in schools. Vote for people that don't want to hurt children with weird policies. You know what I mean when I just said that. National Care for Kids Day. It's also National IT Professionals Day. I had an IT issue at work the other day, and my IT professional got me through that issue. Thank you so much, Mark. You're a beautiful individual and an asset to my reality. National IT Day represents all the people that work in the office that do all the computer stuff. Then when you don't know what's going on with your computer, they'll fix it. You don't know why you can't read your email or why your screen's blanking out, they can fix it. Why? They're the IT folk. They know how what they're doing. Just trust them. Don't tease them. Just trust them. It's also National Voter Registration Day. Matt, are you registered to vote? Yes, I am. Are you registered to vote? It's good to vote. We're going to have that debate later in November, but it's good to vote in a general sense. It's good to vote. Does your vote count? That's what we're going to talk about later in November, but not right now on National Day segment. National Fried Rice Day. Oh my goodness gracious, I love fried rice. I made some gluten-free pork stir fry with some kimchi in it the other day. Baller! So good. Love fried rice. It's also National Pepperoni Pizza Day. National Pep... Oh my goodness, I did the post wrong. I'll fix it later. Pepperoni Pizza Day. You love pepperoni? You love pizza? You love them together? I do. It's the number one America's top favorite topping on pizza. It's also National Punch Day. Not like strike or like closed fist punch, even though that'd be a good punch bowl drink. No, like punch bowl. Like don't spike the punch. Punch. Like red, green, blue, punch. Some with sherbet. Some with ice. Some with berries. Punch. It's delicious. Punch. National String Cheese Day. I had some the other day. I put some in my lunchbox. I made my lunch. I made a turkey sandwich and I had some string cheese and an apple slice. It was wonderful. There's all kinds of string cheese out there. I love Colby Jack. I love Pepper Jack. The string cheese is really good with American cheese sometimes. It's a certain type, but it's like the mozzarella. Anyways, National String Cheese Day. Get that little protein boost during your lunch today. You got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so with nationaldaycalendar.com. Kingdom Landscape. Kingdom Landscape. Austin Moxley can provide all your landscaping and hardscaping needs. 317-296-3974. 317-296-3974. Phenomenal customer service. Beautiful work. Immaculate work. Okay. Yes, I've seen the designs. Yes, I've worked on the on a couple jobs. I was really humbled and thankful to do so. Austin Moxley is an asset to my reality and a beautiful individual. Call him for all your landscaping and hardscaping needs. What do you need? He does give free estimates. He does work with you. There is a team of folk that are helping you design your yard the way that you need it to be, the way that you see fit, the way that's your ideal way. Austin Moxley, 317-296-3974, Kingdom Landscape. Get all your landscaping and hardscaping needs by Kingdom Landscape, 317-296-3974. Weird news. I love weird things and I love news. And together it creates the weird news segment of the Matthew Urban Show. Headline, man emerges from casket 2 days after being declared dead, recalls vivid NDE. NDE is near-death experience. Let's read. Here we go. In a wild story out of Nigeria, a man declared dead and set to be buried when he suddenly came back to life 2 days later, crawled out of his casket, and recounted a vivid near-death experience wherein he visited heaven. Weird, yet cool. According to a local media report, the amazing story began on September 5th when Godwin Ugliu Amadu sought medical treatment for severe chest pain. While visiting the doctor, his condition worsened and to the point where he apparently appeared to have passed away. He subsequently was declared dead. Fortunately for the man, he had given his children strict instructions regarding his burial, which ultimately may have ironically saved his life. Amadu insisted to his family that he not be embalmed and that he should be buried 2 or 3 days following his death. The man's children dutifully followed his instructions and set about having his grave ready for services on September 7th. Okay, so this happened a little bit ago. As Amadu had served as a doctor for the village where he lived, his son Jacob explained, quote, sympathizers around the community were crying while others assembled in different locations discussing the sad event of his passing, end quote. After mourners paid their respects at his open casket, he's not dead. It was brought into a nearby building to prepare the box for burial, which is when the man's tale took a shocking turn. Here we go, guys. Here we go. Quote, we suddenly saw the casket shaking and eventually fell, and my father woke up in the surprise of many people in the village, end quote. Jacob recalled the sight of Amadu inexplicably alive, again, understandably shook the mourners. his son observed, quote, a lot of the men and women who gathered ran away, believing it was his ghost, end quote. Jacob tentatively approached his father and soon realized that he was still alive. Albeit shaken by whatever he had experienced, and as such, he initially remained silent. It was not until a few days later that Amadou recounted what had occurred, and his account was truly breathtaking. This is good. Amadou indicated that the moment of his perceived death, his chest pain suddenly stopped, and he felt a profound peacefulness come over him. The clouds opened up, and I saw something like a giant golden satellite suspended in space, end quote. He said, quote, there I was greeted by a 75-foot-tall angel who stood in front of the gate, end quote. Alongside the entity were two similar companions who convened with each other and, quote, later allowed me to enter the city of heaven, explains Amadou. Upon entry, he was greeted by, quote, a childhood friend who died 22 years ago, end quote, and provided him with a proverbial tour of the ethereal realm, where the new arrival encountered other departed loved ones and even some of his ex-girlfriends. Similar to many who have had near-death experiences, Amadou said that he also had something of a, quote, life review, end quote, showing him all the events leading to my death, he said. His visit to the other side was brief, however, as soon as, here it gets real good right here, quote, Christ appeared and raised me up from death, end quote, whereupon the man felt the sensation of waking up and being extremely cold. Quote, heaven is indeed an interesting place, end quote, Amadou mused, expressing mixed emotion about having to leave the awe-inspiring other side where he said, free food is in abundance, and the denizens are all there enjoying life to the fullest. As one might imagine, the man's story made him something of a sensation in his village, where he has given up work as a doctor in order to devote, quote, the rest of my life to the service of God, end quote. I love that. It is weird. It is a little bit bold. I haven't had any NDEs. I've known people that have had NDEs, near-death experiences. We see cartoons. We see sitcoms. We read books about people having near-death experiences, life flashing before their eyes, other people that they've seen in the past. He's given his life to God, you know, and Christ was there, and it just sounds wonderful. It just sounds fantastic. It sounds a little weird. It's in the news. Weird news. Matthew Aaron Show. Weird news! Oh my. Oh yeah. What a great show. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here. I love you. You can catch the Matthew Aaron Show most days. I'm trying to create a new schedule, a bolder schedule, a braver schedule. A harder working schedule. My job changed. Other things in life changed. New responsibilities at church. Old responsibilities coming back. New friends, old friends coming back. It's just life. So you got to find time for your audience, Matthew. Yes, I do. I love you. I also love to dance. Let's go. Oh, yeah. Moving my hands, moving my arms, doing a little chickeny wavy thing. Cool. All right. More fancy karate chops. Beautiful. Oh, yeah. You like those? Sideways, perpendicular to each other. You like that? These are parallel. These are perpendicular. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-mm. The Matthew Aaron Show is live, real, and raw. I'm in a continual state of betterment and a positive force for good. And you are too, while you're listening. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram. Find it on YouTube. Listen to the podcast. Give me 5 stars, please. I love you. Why? Let's grow this thing. Let's grow positive messages out there. Let's grow bold, believing people. Funny, weird people that wear fake glasses online. Matt, don't give it away. I know! Live, real, and raw here on the Matthew Rayburn Show. I love you guys. God bless. Bye-bye.